This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 447, up 3. September corn, 443, up 3. December corn, 447.5, up 3.75. July soybeans, 1425.75, up 10.5. August soybeans, 1369.5, up 9.25. September soybeans, 1260, up 9.25. July wheat, 586, up 3/4. September wheat, 596.5, down 0.5. December wheat, 617, down 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon. Corn drew support from technical trading. Tight supplies of old crop soybeans furnished a prop to the soybean values, and wheat stayed at existing values because of no fresh news. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 422 to 453. Soybeans were 10 to 13 cents higher at 1401 to 1428. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 425 to 451. Soybean bids were 9 to 11 cents higher at 1426 to 1443. In the southern part of the state, corn was up 3 to 4 cents at 438 to 460. Soybean bids were 10 to 11 higher at 1415 to 1445. Wheat bids were up 1 to 2 cents at 557 to 579. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 4 to 9 cents higher at 1435 to 1460, with the basis unchanged to down 5 at 65 to 90 over the August. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 487.90 to 508.90 per ton, and that was down $1.30. with the basis unchanged at 20 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 3 cents higher at 448 to 465, with the basis unchanged at 1 to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 3 cents at 454 to 461, basis unchanged at 7 to 14 over the July. Soybeans ended 11 higher at 1431 to 1434, with the basis unchanged at 5 to 8 over the July. New crop wheat prices were up 3 to 4 cents at 568 to 571, with the basis 2 to 3 cents higher at 15 to 18 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 1 cent at 480 to 481. These elevators raised their soybean prices 10 to 11 cents with quotations of 1451 to 1457. Soft wheat closed a penny higher at 591 to 593, and Milo ended the day 3 cents higher at 460 to 472. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 408 to 423, and soybeans 1181 to 1206. In the central part of the state, corn was 415 to 428, and soybeans 1189 to 1201. In the southern part of the state, corn was 414 to 432, soybeans 1191 to 1221, and wheat 554 to 572. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 147.60, up $1.60. August live cattle, 146.62, up $1.57. October live cattle, 149.85, up $1.80. August feeder cattle, 208.15, up $2.30. September feeder cattle, 208.72, up $2.20. October feeder cattle, 208.80, up $2.12. June lean hogs, 115.90, down 7 cents. July lean hogs, 127, up $1.07. August lean hogs, 131.27, up 47 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded steady in a range of 105 to 118 with a weighted average carcass price of 114.70. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 66 to 69, 4 to 5 weights, 70 to 74, 5 to 6 weights, 73 to 77, and 6 weights and up, 75 to 78. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $80 to $85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 5,886 head. And now the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction from June the 12th. They had receipts of 335 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 146.50 to 152.75. Select and choice 143.50 to 145. And select steers were bringing 150. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 134.50 to 141. Select and choice were 129 to 134.50. And select steers, 103.50 to 111. Choice slaughter heifers, 144 to 50 to 151.50. Select heifers, 125 to 129. On to the slaughter cows, average dressing, bringing 125. Breakers, 101 to 109 with high dressing 112 to 113. Boners were 99 to 108 with the high dressing at 109.50 to 114. Leans were bringing 86 to 88. On to the slaughter bulls. They ranged in price from 107 to 115 with high dressing bulls bringing 120. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 148 to 152.25, on a dress basis 235 to 238. Heifers on a live basis traded at 148 to 150.50, and on a dress basis at 234 to 238. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 240 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 121.68, and that was $1.77 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $231.87, which was 98 cents higher, and select carcasses at $223.72, and that was 12 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000, which compared to 117,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 299,000, that compared to 319,000 last week and 341,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.56. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.54. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.49. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.45. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.25. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.21. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.14. July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.10. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.57. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.56, corn at Scottville is $4.49, Beans at Greenfield are $14.25. Beans at Scottville are $14.14. Wheat at Scottville is $5.57. That's all for part one of today's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The House voted 274 to 144 to pass tax extenders, including the expiring Section 179 for small business expensing. Section 179 would extend permanently the expensing level for small businesses and farmers to $500,000. But election year politics is getting in the way of tax relief. The extension was passed over the objection of Democrats like Wisconsin's Ron Kind, who charged the unpaid-for break would add $70 billion to the deficit and short-circuit sweeping tax reform.
And that's why I encourage my colleagues to vote no and continue focusing on comprehensive tax reform. And earlier this year, I give the chairman of our committee, Dave Camp, credit for introducing a draft discussion proposal on comprehensive reform.
But Ways and Means Chair Dave Camp insisted the House could wait for the Senate, embroiled in its own political squabbles, to give producers and other business people tax certainty.
Section 179 is a bipartisan provision that's been in place since the 1950s. But businesses, farmers, and ranchers cannot reap the full benefits when they have no idea if this provision is going to be around the next year or what it might look like. This hurts their ability to plan for the future and expand their businesses.
So Camp, his own party divided over comprehensive reform and pressed by American Farm Bureau and others to act, moved ahead with single permanent extensions.
The Farm Bureau recently stated this practice makes it difficult for farmers and ranchers to plan and adds immense confusion and complexity to the tax code. It's time to make Section 179 permanent at an expensing level of $500,000 so American farmers, ranchers, and small businesses can invest in new equipment, grow their businesses, and plan for the future.
Some lawmakers don't expect any tax extensions until after the November elections, when the Senate might pass a bill. But by then, it will have been many months since tax expensing, renewable fuels, and other key breaks for ag will have expired. Another year of tax uncertainty for America's farmers. The election of pork producer delegate candidates for the 2015 National Pork Producers Delegate Body will take place at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, July 8th, in conjunction with the visioning session at Doubletree by Hilton in Bloomington. All Illinois pork producers are invited to attend. Any producer age 18 or older who is a resident of the state and has paid all assessments due may be considered as a delegate candidate and/or participate in the election. All eligible producers are encouraged to bring with them a sales receipt proving that hogs were sold in their name and the checkoff deducted. For more information, you can contact the Illinois Pork Producers Association at 217-529-3100. Statewide, Illinois had a great start to the month of June. Through the 12th day, climatologist Jim Angel reports the average temperature was about half a degree above normal. The average rainfall was nearly 3.5 inches above normal. That's about the same as all of the rainfall that fell in the month of May and puts the state on a record-setting pace.
Amounts of 4 to 6 inches were common south of Interstate 80, including parts of western Illinois, which has been dry. Rivers and streams as well as topsoil moisture have improved quite a bit in that area.
Average statewide rainfall in Illinois for the month of June is 4.2 inches. Again, the state had received an average of 3.4 inches by June 12th. It appears the third week of June will be warm and wet. That'll keep the state on pace or more likely ahead of schedule for both rainfall and growing degree days.
Rainfall totals will be in the range of 1 to 3 inches in central and northern Illinois, and likely less than an inch in southern Illinois. The 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts for Illinois are for near average temperatures and above average rainfall.
Farmers wanting to track growing degree days in their area might visit the website of Jim Angel's employer, the Illinois State Water Survey. To find the growing degree day calculator, you can search Illinois State Water Survey and growing degree day with a comma between the two items, and it should pull right up. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.